Oni shvua shov for chol the domilei. The Mishnah means to say any case like a shvua shov. And any time that the second comes out of his mouth, he's a liar. That's also called a shakran, a liar, and therefore we cannot let him swear a second time. Then the Mishnah adds on, hu adin hoyechad mehem masachet bekuvya. Let's say the liar was a gambler, and just like he's possibly edus, so we're afraid he's a shakran, he's a liar, we will not let him swear. So Mar says, hasu lamali. What do we need these cases of the sefer for? So Mar says, pashid tani psula diraisa. In the Reisha first, it says that we caught him to be a liar midiraisa, that the person swore false once. If he swore false, that's an issa diraisa, then we do not trust him. Ulkatani psul the rabbanon. Then the Mishnah says his last cases that again, Louis Paskin in Sanhedrin, that midiraisa it's muta. We are the smachta is kanya. It's only midirabbanon that it's possible. That's the chiddush. Even though it's only the rabbanon that can psul, still we do not let him swear.
Not just dependent on whether
Asaf to tell him, but also the Shevet. That's what we're talking about over there, right? The only time he's only possible to Rabbanim even, if he has no other business. So may he's not Isaac and Yeshua Shalom, therefore we do not trust him. Now, for Yushneim Chashud, Mishnah says, what's going to be? Let's say both of them were Chashud. Again, first Reuven asked Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon the Levi says, I admit I owe you 50. So Shimon the Leiva has to swear a might of a mixas. In the case where Shimon was a choshed, we caught him lying once, we take the shvur from Shimon, and we let the Malva Ruvain swear that, yes, you owe me the 50. But what's going to be if both of them are choshedim? We once caught the Malva also to be a liar. So what do we do now? So Omalei Rusos Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether we say our girsa was Rabbi Yossi says Yachlo, our girsa was Rabbi Meir says Yachlo, what's our girsa is Hoyishneim Chashudim Chazur Hashvul Lemekayma Dibur Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says the Shvul goes back to its first place, and we'll soon see what that means. He has to pay. Rabbi Meir Ami Yachleiku. Now Mishnah Gersur is Rabbi Meir says Yachleiku. In such a case that both of them are Chashudim, there's no Shvul. Therefore, we say Yachleiku. So Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Heichi Tanan. How did we learn in our Mishnah clearly? Who was the one that said Yachleiku, and who said no? Chazur Hashvul Lemekayma. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered back, Lo Yadana, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we change around the gears of our Mishnah. Then he asked him a second question. Okay, but Hilchos Samai, who do we paskin like? Again, Amalei Lo Yadana, Rav Nachman said, I'm not sure. But in this case, where both of them are chashudim, do we say Yachleiku, or do we say Chos Veshulim Chayma, that no, the Leva has to pay? If we went like this, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, that Rav Yosi Yoimi Yachleiku, he changes the gears in the Mishnah, and he says the Yirsa should be that Rabbi Yosi is the one that says Yachleiku. In such a case, it's considered a good moment, Ha'amut of a Sofik. We do not know what to do. We can't paskin. Therefore, we have to say Yachleiku, divided in half. And the Chaim Tana, Rabbi Zvid, Bar Oshia, Rabbi Yosi, I'm Yachleiku. It's Rabbi Yosi the one that's saying Yachleiku. Ikadiyami, some say that Tony, Rabbi Zvid learned that I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, I'm Yachleiku. They all have this gears, not like our Mishnah, change around our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says Yachleiku. And I'm Rabbi Yosi, by Menyumi, Ovid Rav Nachman, Uvdo Yachleiku. Rav Nachman himself also mashma paskin like this, and he paskin Yachleiku. So say this, even though before Rav Nachman said, Lo Yodana, before when the Yesh Rav Nachman said, he does not know. And now the Gemara brings down, mashmi paskin, he says Yachleiku. So say he says, you have to say, Vod Rav Nachman Yoda Shas Dechiyama Imisa Kibar Ovid Uvda.
What
means that before he was Suffolk, but after he heard over what they said, now he changed his mind, now he knew what to say.
What's the importance?
Right. So then Rav Meir in the Mishnah says at least, according to his gears, it should be Rav Meir, that Chazura Shvula Mekoyma. In such a case where both the Leiva and the Malva cannot swear, we return the Shvur back to its place. So what does this mean? There's two ways to learn. Le'echen Chazru, where do we return the Shvur? Some Rav Ami said to Machlokes, that Rabbi Seinu Sheva Bovol, the Rabbanan and Bovol will soon see who this is, Omru they say, Chazru Shvur L'Sinai, that the Shvur goes back to Sinai as if to say, since nobody could swear this Shvur, we leave the case alone. And Dezen does not paskin. Rashi says, L'sinai, L'shvuas ha'asinah, Shishbekosh bokos Yisrael, Aloy Sigzol. Who Yifrim and HaKoifer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back from the Koifer over here. Avo Bezdin, Enes Kokokin, Leh Lishmul, Leh Leproyin. Bezdin can't do anything. Since it's a Suffolk, we do not know who's telling the truth here. So Bezdin has to leave the case alone. That's called Chaz Gashulam Koim. It goes back to Har Sinai that Hashem will take care of this case. But Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael Amru, no, Chazra Shvua Lemechuyiv Lo. The Shvua goes back to return back to the Loiva, and the Klal is, Mitoich Sheinu Yocholi Shova Mishalim. As the Pshat is, either one of two ways, the Yeshiva to learn. That even the Pshat, when you chayiv a Shvua, really there's a chi of money involved. Just the Torah was lenient with you, and gave you a Ptur, you could free yourself if you swear. But only if there's a Shvua. In the case that you could not swear, then that chiyav comes into a chiyav money that you have to pay. So that's called chazwa shvul and chuyav law, and we say mitosh and yochli shava mishalim. The leiva will have to pay. Now, Amar Rav Papa, who are these people? Rabbi Seinu Sheba Bovel, that's Rabbi Shvul, that they say chazwa shvul is Sinai. And Rabbi Seinu Sheba Yisrael, that's Rabbi Abba that says no, he'll have to pay, the leiva will have to pay the money. What's the proof? Rabbi Seinu Sheva Bovel to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not learned like this. It says now Mishnah, V'chein ha-yisoymim lo yifro vele b'shvua. When yisoymim orphans come to collect the choiv, they claim somebody owes their father money, and they come to collect the choiv, the law is they can only collect it if they swear first. They have to swear the shvua ha-yisoymim that their father did not tell them that the choiv was paid up, they did not know anything about it, and they did not find any shtoris, they did not find a receipt, saying this star was paid. Now, the Vinabov, you have a question, Miman, who is this Yosem coming to collect money that he has to swear first? Elam, if you want to tell me, Miloiva, from a regular Loiva, because his father lent money to Shimon, and now he's, the Yosem, the father died, the Malva died, so the son is coming to collect from the Loiva, so, and he has a star. So why does he have to swear? Avu and Shakob Loishvua, Vienu Bishvua. The father, the Malva, it would have been alive. He has a shtar. He would be able to collect without a shvuah. So why now does the yosem of the Malva have to swear? He has a shtar. Why should he have to swear? He should collect without a shvuah. So Mar says, Elo, hochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chein ha-yisoymin min ha-yisoymin. If one yosem comes to collect from the Levi's sons, the Levi also died. As both the Malva and the Leiva died, and now the sons of the Malva come to collect from the son of the Leiva, so the Mishnah says, Lo yifro ela b'shvua, he only has the right to collect if he swears first to shvuas ha yisoymim, that they do not know this chayv was paid. Now on this, the Rav and Shmuel Yamar Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, Lo yishonu, when was it said that they have a right to swear and collect, that with the shvua they collect, Elo Shemeis Malva B'chayiloiva. It has to be that the Malva died first. So if the Malva died first, so the Malva, he himself never had to swear. Because when he was alive, he had a shtar, he would collect without a shvua. Now the Malva died, so the sons take over, they have a right to collect. Later when the Loiva dies, so now it's a shvua's hayisaymin, that the first yisaymin have to swear, the second ones, they do not know who is paid. Ava, but Rav and Shmuel say, what's going to be? If Meis Loiva Bechayim Alva, let's say first the Loiva died, and the Malva was still alive. If so, now, even though the father, the Malva, has a shtar, when he comes to collect from Yisaymim, his Loiva died, he wants to collect money from the Yisaymim, he has to swear. How does he have to swear? His shvuah is, I swear that I myself never collected any money. That's the shvuah of the father. So in such a case, Kfar Neschayiv Malva, Livnei Loiva Shvua, that the Malva was alive when the Loiva died, so the Malva can only collect if he swears a special Shvua, and his Shvua is that I did not receive any money, and now the Malva dies after this, so Rav and Shmuel both say, V'yein Odom Moirish Shvua Labonov, that the sons now do not take over this Chod, they cannot collect the money, because they cannot swear the same Shvua their father swore. The father was supposed to swear that they did not receive any money. Now the sons cannot say that. They swear differently. Their shvuah is a shvuah that we do not know if our father received. But they cannot say, no, he did not. You're only swearing you do not know. It's not the same thing as the father. You see, Rav and Shmuel holds in such a case, where they cannot swear, since they cannot swear, they do not receive the money. So you see, Bezdin leaves the case alone. There's the proof that Rav and Shmuel says, whenever they cannot make the shvuah they're supposed to, we'll leave the case alone, and Bezdin does not take care of it. Because otherwise I should have said, so what if they can't swear the same shvuah of the father? Let them swear their new shvuah. Leave that shvuah alone, and we have a new shvuah for them. That's the right they held no, that whenever a shvuah has to be sworn, and it cannot be sworn, we have to leave the case alone. Bezdin cannot paskin anymore, therefore the sons, the Malvis sons, cannot collect the money. That's Rabbi Seinu Shebebovel. Now, Rabbi Seinu Shebeeretz Yisrael, who holds the opposite, that in a case where you can't swear, we tell them Bezdin paskin that you have to pay the money anyway, that's Rabbi Abba. That's the famous case of Rabbi Abba we had before. Yehu Gavra, there was a person. He went and grabbed away a piece of silver from his friend Reuven, grabbed away silver from Shimon. Now Osla came with Rabami, so they brought this case in front of Rabami. He was the Dayan. And Yosef Rabba Kamei, Rabba was sitting there in front of the Dayan, and he was listening on to this case. Now I see Chad Sado de Mechtav Chotif Minei. Shimon has a Neidechod that Reuven grabbed away this piece of silver from me. So Reuven has a Neidechod. So Amalei, so Rami said it so, and Amalei, Reuven answered back and said, "In yes, I agree to the Eidechod. That Chatfi, I admit that I grabbed this piece of silver away from you, Shimon. But why did I do it? Because Udidi Chatfi, it belonged to me. You before stole it from me, and now I'm only taking back what belongs to me. I have a right to keep it." That's the time of Reuven and Shimon. So Ravami was a dying. Amar Ravami, Heichi li dine dine l'haydina. How should we pass in this case? Let's see. I'm not sure what we should do in such a case. Who has to pay? Who has to give back? Nay, Malay Zilshlim, should we pass in straight that Reuven has to return this nascha, this silver piece? If so, the question is why? Let Katrei Sadi. Shimon does not have two Eidim that he grabbed it. He only has one Eid. And an Eidechon is not Mechayiv you Mammon. At most it's Mechayiv you a Shvua. So because of the one aid, we have no right to take away the Nascha from Reuven. If so, so what? He's not Moed that belongs to you, but he's Moed that belongs to me. He's saying, I stole my own goods. So if we listen to you, you have the right to keep it. That's not called Hedor. Hedor means when you admit it belongs to, I admit that it's yours. Yeah. He is saying it's still yours. It won't help.
Yeah.
So Mor says, so what should you do? Niftarei, the other side is, let's free him, let him go free, Niftarei. So Mor says, no, Iko Chad Sada, but he has one Eidechot. One Eidechot means something at least. Says so, Neim Alei Zilish Taboy, so the Svara should be really right away, make the person swear. Now Shimon has an Eidechot that Reuven chapted, grabbed it away from him, so let Reuven swear against the Eidechot. So Mor says, no, he cannot swear that. Kivon Diyoma Mechtav Chatvi, since Reuven admits that he chapped it, if so, Hevel a Gazlin. He's sitting like a Gazlin, Rashi explains, Nogay to this Shvuah. In other words, the Shvuah of an Eidechot is, you have to swear against an Eidechot. You have to swear the opposite of what he's saying. That's the Shvuah of an Eidechot. So the Eidechot here says that you grabbed it from me. The Shvuah would have to be that you did not grab it. Now here, so Dois Badin, you're admitting that you did grab it. So you're like a gazlan for this shvuah, means we did not let you swear. You cannot swear now, you did not grab it, because you yourself admitted that you did grab it. So the shvuah, the adechah is mechayev you, you cannot make. So what do we do in such a case? Right. So you cannot swear the shvuah. So in such a case, Rav Ami had a doubt, what should we do here? This Omalei Rabab himself answered back and said, listen, the klal is, have a mechuyu shvuah. That this Reuven now, the one that grabbed it, he should have to swear. There's a neidechot saying that he grabbed it. Shimon has a neidechot on his side. Really, Reuven has to swear. And v'yein yochol yishava. But Reuven cannot swear this type of a shvuah. If so, the klal is, v'chol ha-mechuyiv shvuah. Anytime you have a chiyiv shvuah upon yourself, and v'yein yochol yishava, for any reason, but you cannot swear, let's even you say you do not know. Let's say the lawyer says, I'm not sure. In the case that you cannot swear, is mishalim. That's the loch you have to pay. That's the chakira. Is it the pshat that when an eidechot first comes to mechayev you a shvua, it's really considered like a zechi of money? Just it's a different type. There's a ptur you could swear, but if you do not swear, the money is still here. Or else, no, Avada, when an Eidechot first comes, he only comes for a Shvua. He only makes a doubt. Maybe you chayiv money. It's never called you really have to pay the money. Just this aloch in Shvua. When the Torah gave you to swear, part of swearing is either or. Either you're going to swear now and free yourself, or else the consequence is you're going to have to pay. But that's aloch in Shvua. The Torah wanted to be mechazik in Shvua, so the aloch is whenever you have to swear, one or the other. Either you're going to swear, or else you're going to have to pay. Where's the proof of this? So Omar Rava Kavos said to Rababa Mistavu. Rava says, I have a proof to Rava, to Rababa. Why the Tony Rabami? Rabami's based in Medrash, they learned like this. The Tony Rabami learned, the Pasuk says, Shavua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim. That the Shavua should be between both of them. Ben Shneim. Rashi says, Ben Shneim, in Baladinim Kayomim. So, and we dashin V'loi Ben Hayoshim, but not between the Yoshim. The Yoshim do not have to swear. Now the question is, why? What's the case? Hechidon, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Dior Malay, Mona Liaba Biyadavicha. One Yoshim comes to the other one and says, listen, my father lent your father $100, and therefore you owe me back. You Yashin, your father's Nechosim, you owe me $100. Dior Malay, the other Yoshim answers back and says, listen, Chamish and Islay, I admit that my father borrowed $50 from your father. But for Chamishim Leslay, but the other 50, I'm answering back for sure, I know, he did not take it. So the Yosem is a real Moedev Miksas. Since so, why should they be potter from swearing? Malihu, Maliyahua. What's the difference between him or between other father? In the case, the son should have to swear. He's a regular Moedev Miksas. So why should the Pasuk say he's free of pain, of swearing? El around the Pasuk must mean like this. El alav, diyo malay, the son answered back. Mona liyaba biyadavicha. The times were like this. The first son comes to the second one and says, listen, my father lent your father $100. Omalay, so the other yosim, the leiva's son answers back. Chamishim yadanam. 50 I remember that my father borrowed from your father. But for chamishim, the second 50 that you're asking for, I'm not sure, I do not know. He says, lo yadana. That's his answer. So, this is the case that the Pasuk says, Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, only between the Baladvorim themselves, and not between the Yoshim. The Yoshim in this case is free of swearing.